Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit throws Jesus out into the wilderness. Verses 12 and 13 are Mark's account of the temptation of Christ, where other gospels tend to get into the finer details. That's not important for Mark. The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. Jesus comes through baptism with the wonderful gift of God's voice telling him he is his own son, and in him he is well pleased. And immediately, as Mark says, the Holy Spirit throws Jesus into the wilderness. I don't know that he wanted to be there. If the Holy Spirit had to drive him out there or throw him out there, not sure it was his choice to be in the wilderness. It's not that he came up out of baptism and went, well, I suppose I'll go confront Satan now. No, the Holy Spirit, ekbalo is the Greek, throws him out into the wilderness. Mark uses the word wilderness, and wild to describe where Jesus is. It's not a hospitable place. The wilderness is never associated with a vacation or descriptions of paradise. The wilderness is hostile. It's not resourceful. It's scant. It's rocky. It's scrub brush, maybe, if there's any vegetation out there. It's not a good place to be. It's filled, as Scripture will describe, with scorpions, with fiery serpents, with all sorts of wild animals. Jackals are out there in their haunts. It's not a great place. It's not some place you would choose to be. Jesus didn't choose to be in the wilderness. We do not choose to be in the wilderness. We live in places that are hostile, that are scant of resources, that are filled with fiery serpents and scorpions. Maybe not literally here in Eugene, thank goodness. But it's a wilderness nonetheless. We walk through the wild of our lives. And there are times where the wilderness is not so bad. Maybe it's even a little bit comfortable. And then there are times where the wilderness is terrible, awful, scary. It is not a place we would choose to be, and yet there we are. If you were to describe the wilderness that you are in or have been in, how would you describe it? It's not a place you'd choose to be. We know, physically speaking, the wilderness that many of us go through, and that is the wilderness of bodily deterioration, disease, cancer. It's a terrible physical wilderness that many of us spend a long, long time in, and it's not a place we would choose to be. Not a single one of you that I know of who has had hips replaced or knees replaced would ever choose to do that, in the sense of, I'd like my hip to go so that I can get a new one. No, certainly not. We don't choose to be in that wilderness. We don't choose to be in the inhospitable place where our bodies don't function the way that they're supposed to. We don't wake up one day and wish we were physically hurting. We don't choose the wilderness of broken relationships. We don't choose the wilderness of marriages that are strained and family relationships that are broken and split and awful. We don't choose those wilderness areas. And yet we're there. We don't choose that our children don't speak to one another or to us. We don't choose that our parents live so far away, or we don't choose all of these things that we find ourselves in. Now, I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit has picked us all up and thrown us into the wilderness. We simply exist in the wilderness, not by choice. The wilderness is not a place we want to be, but it's a place where we are, each and every one of us is in a wilderness of one kind or another, and sometimes multiple kinds stacked on top of each other. It can be a terrifying place to be. And to make matters worse, especially for Jesus, who comes to see him in the wilderness? He's there 40 days in the wilderness, and who comes but Satan himself? The devil ventures out into the wilderness. He chooses to be there. He chooses to go into the wilderness to find Jesus. He chooses to walk up to Jesus and tempt him. We won't get into the details because Mark doesn't, and that's not important. What's important is that Satan chooses to be in the wilderness. He uses the wilderness to his advantage. He tempts Jesus in ways that the wilderness contributes to the ability to tempt him. He's even right there with him in the wilderness with the scorpions and the fiery serpents. There Satan is at home in the wilderness. For 40 days, Jesus is there amidst all of that horrible stuff. Not by choice, but Satan is. And he's just as present in our wilderness. He's just as present in the wilderness of our lives, whether it's the physical wilderness, relational wilderness, emotional, spiritual, sometimes wilderness. Satan is there. Don't doubt that for a second. He will use that wilderness to his advantage. Whatever circumstances you are in, he will use those circumstances to make matters worse. Whether it's physical sickness, he will use that to say, is God present? Why would he let you suffer like that? And he will use that to his advantage. You're a good person. Why would God allow it? He will use that, and he will use the circumstances to make matters worse. Don't doubt it for a second. Yes, some of our own personal choices absolutely make matters worse, but Satan is there egging you on. That's his job. That's what he does. He uses the wilderness to his advantage to pull you away from God, to pull your faith and stretch it and maybe make it snap. Try and try again, he will. Whether it's 40 days, 40 weeks, 40 months, 40 years, he doesn't give up. The Holy Spirit throws Jesus out into the wilderness. Satan comes and tempts Jesus in the wilderness with the fiery serpents and the scorpions. He does it to us. But here's the turn. Who is with Jesus? First, it's the wild animals. Yes, we are surrounded by wild animals. Those who don't know who God is, those who don't know who Jesus is, those who don't care and they just want to make a mess of stuff. Yes, we're there, but there's somebody else. Who comes to tend to Jesus? But the angels. The angels come to tend to Jesus, to take care of his needs, his basic needs. They're not lifting him out. Notice, the angels don't come and pull Jesus out of the wilderness. No, they come to minister him in the midst They come to tend to him in the midst of the fiery serpents and scorpions and the temptations of Satan. There are the angels tending to him in the midst of it. And don't doubt this either, that they are here for you. They come to tend to you in the wilderness. They come to tend to you in the circumstances that you find yourself in, that you don't want to be in. There they are. The angels are there too. They are with you in the wilderness, just as they are with him. They are there with you. You may not know it. You may not recognize it. You may not even feel it at times, but they are there. Not to pull you out. They're not there to rescue. That's not their job. They're there to care for you. To give you just what you need. To take care of those basic things and to remind you that you are not alone. You're not alone in your wilderness. They're there with you. And even more is Christ there with you. He won't always pull you out. He won't always make the wilderness into paradise. But he is there with you in the midst of. He is there as one who has suffered. He is there who as one who has been tempted. He is one there as one who has been tended to just like you. Jesus has one more thing. He does rescue. Not necessarily from the midst of the wilderness that you are in, but with the promise that there is going to be an end to this wilderness. It's not going to last forever. 40 days, 40 weeks, 40 months, 40 years may seem like a long time, but it's not going to last forever. The promise is paradise awaits. The promise is through his work on the cross, the wilderness has been conquered. There will be an end. And in that end, as Isaiah says, that wilderness becomes streams of flowing water. The wild animals become tame. Because of the conquering work of Christ over all of Satan's kingdom and the wilderness, it becomes paradise. It's a long haul sometimes, but the promise is there. And Christ is trustworthy. You know that. In this wilderness that we wander through, know that God is with you. He walks with you. He sits with you. He promises that it won't last forever. Amen. May the peace that is ours in Christ guard our hearts and minds always in the one true faith, to life everlasting. Amen.